take this time in our service this morning to set our minds on partaking of the Lord's Supper. Just have a few thoughts to help us do that. We just had Thanksgiving. We had a lot of family get-togethers, I'm sure. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But one thing that I think you can picture in your mind when you think about if you had a small gathering for the holidays or a big gathering, you know, there's a part of all the process. You know what that is? It's setting the table. And, you know, it's always interesting. Sometimes it doesn't happen because sometimes if you have a lot of people, you're just using paper plates and the plastic forks, and you just throw it all away, and you're done with it, right? Because everybody's just everywhere. But traditionally, you can picture this scene of, whether you have one of the kids set the table, or dad or mom or whoever it is, you've got this table set. So you got all the plates in place and the cups and the silverware, and everything's ready. So when everybody sits at the table and the food gets put on the table, everything is prepared and everybody's ready to eat, dig into all that good stuff. So it's just a neat thing when I think about whether that's what you do for every meal, but definitely for something like the holidays where you might have a bunch of people over, a lot of family or whatever it is, and you just have this table set. The table is prepared. So when everybody sits down, everything is ready, and everybody's ready to go. All right, so I've painted this picture. So here's where I'm going with this. You know, in Luke chapter 22, right before we get Jesus's command about partaking of the Lord's Supper, he asked Peter and John to go ahead and find a place to help prepare for the Passover so that them, the apostles, and Jesus can partake of this. And they go and they prepare this table, this area, for them to partake of that. And it's at this place that has been prepared, where Luke 22, 19 through 20, where he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant of my blood." So even in this scene, I can see how this table that Jesus and the apostles reclined at, or gathered around, however you want to say it, was prepared. This area was prepared for them to be there, so that when they gathered around this table, they were ready not only to partake of this Passover meal that was prepared, but they were ready to be together. They were ready to share in that time with one another. Now, as we gather around this table, now, obviously, I can see that it's been prepared, right? Here is the bread that we have here that we will share in, that represents the body that was sacrificed for us. And this cup that holds the fruit of the vine, that represents the blood that was shed from our Savior for us. These things have been prepared. But in a bigger sense, Jesus prepared these things for us. He has set the table for us, right? By his sacrifice. This is Jesus that we are remembering. And not only has he prepared this table for us, but now we need to be prepared. We need to be able to have our mind set on partaking of these things. We need to be prepared to be gathered around this table, just like the apostles were gathered around that table when Jesus gave them these instructions. We now, as a family here, are gathered around this table. And we need to be prepared, not only physically because we're here, but mentally, with our minds and with our hearts, with our soul, as we remembered what has been prepared for us, what has been done for us, the sacrifice that was made for us. You know, John sang that song, "Tis set, the feast divine." Yes. This table has been set, but it's been set by Jesus through his sacrifice. So I encourage you at this time to make sure that you're set, that you are prepared to partake of what has been set and done for you. Casey.